right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
This is Radio BAM, dipshit.
I know.
No, I'm talking to fucking idiot friends. Shitty boy.
We're rolling.
Get over here, hot dog. All right.
Hot dog.
Franz.
Yo.
I have a fucking bug.
Hot dog strutting
food.
Yeah, Franz.
Now we're talking about fucking
Franz's pussy ass.
A, I haven't seen you for about 2.5 years.
It's been a while.
And I feel like, I was away for a year.
I haven't seen you.
So I haven't seen you for a while. The second part of this is when I left, you had the same fucking outfit on, that horrible flannel, horrible haircut. I feel like I just left you yesterday.
The only thing that's changed is dumb little Rambo fucking.
I know.
You know what's pathetic is that
your
life
is pathetic.
Other than that, the fact that I have about 40 flannels and they're all exactly the goddamn same. All
right,
what's your problem?
I don't flannels. Know.
Maybe now, that's why you're not getting pussy since November.
Now, Novak, you want to hear how my life got worse?
No, I can look at you and tell how.
Go on.
Jesus.
Well, someone opened that girl's beer before she slices her hand off.
Punched me in the face twice.
Jesus.
All right, let's hear your life got worse. I can't imagine it, but okay.
Oh, God. No, it did. It did. Okay, so I was doing my last show for Nat Geo in Tahoe, which is right by Reno. So on our day off, we were all like, let's go to Reno. And then on the way to Reno, I'm like, I don't fucking gamble. This is going to suck. I can get drunk. So I find a casino with a bowling alley. I'm like, this is going to be fucking awesome. Bowling, everybody. They're like, and
bowling, everybody.
And you know what?
Everybody.
And I couldn't believe they all agreed. They're like, bowling's going to be awesome. So we get to the fucking bowling alley. I was like, oh, my God. I actually won that argument. It was that easy. Yeah. Who would have guessed?
Now it's a group of losers.
Just takes one dude.
So it's me and about 9 other producers on the show. So we show up at the casino, and we go to the bars. There's a bar in the bowling alley.
Nerd
and
night out.
And now, it's worse. It's the day. It's not even night. So now the bar's not open. There's about 25 minutes till it opens. So me and this guy Gonzo, who was in the military. So we went up to.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Because he was in the military, so we're going to get a military discount. So I'm talking to the girl behind the counter who gives you the shoes and you pay. Right. And so she's like, oh, group discount. Oh, he's in the military. Oh, what are you all here for? I'm like, yeah, I'm producing this show for Nat Geo. It's not out yet, but it's their new featured show for the fall line. I was like, oh, really? Wow. Oh, Nat Geo. I was like, yeah. I was like, I did Viva La Bam and Jackass. I don't know if you ever saw those. She goes, oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Was she hot?
She's banging.
Right. When did you not get pussy?
Oh,
I know.
I did not get pussy from the fucking minute I said hello. And here's why. So she gives me her fucking.
She gives me her
fucking phone number. And so by that time we fucking go to the bar. Now we're sitting there for another 15 minutes. And like, you know how frustrating it is when you're waiting for the bartender to open the bar.
Yeah.
He's there. He's cutting the fruit and everything. You're like, God damn it! Say first calls. Like, all right, boys, what'll it be? So I'm like, I'm going to have 4 beers. So I chug 3, I start to sip the 4th, and I'm like, man, I got to take a piss. So I run. So I go into the bathroom. As I go into the bathroom, I have to pass the girl's desk, so I give her the old, hey, how's it going, babe?
That really worked.
Yeah. Well, no, it was going to work until something happened. So I take a piss, and then on my way out of the bathroom, something happened. I realized in an instant that it had been a day and a half since I'd eaten anything. And somehow those 3 beers opened up some kind of cavern in my body that filled up with
diarrhea.
No, not gas. Not even diarrhea. Just muddy chocolate milk shit. And if you can imagine a half of a measuring cup full of chocolate milk, muddy water shit. And so as I'm walking out of the bathroom and passing this girl, as I'm about to give her the old wink and nod of the head, Have you ever heard of a shart?
Yeah.
Which is a fart which becomes a shit? This wasn't even close to a shart because I had no fucking idea it was coming. There was nothing to prepare. There was no gurgle of the stomach. There was no gaseous bellow. There was not even a fucking upset feeling in my whole stomach. All of a sudden, my pants were flooded with a half cup of shit chocolatey milk water.
In front of her.
So I'm right there in front of the desk.
How do you know she knows?
Imagine being her. Watch me walk out of the bathroom. Stop. Turn around, clench my ass cheeks together, and fucking tibble tobble hobnob fucking tiptoe all the way back into the fucking bathroom, right?
So now
I'm in the bathroom, and she already knows I fucking shit my pants, right?
So now
the fun begins. So now, feeling me skivvies full of this fucking shit chocolatey milk fucking diarrhea. I am now in a race. I fucking go into stall number one, and I realize, I'm like, I don't know how to react to this. Like, there's no high school course where they teach you how to deal with this. Like, your parents, and they teach you the birds and the bees. They're never like, by the way, if you ever shit yourself in Reno, here's what to do. So, I fucking...
Why does it matter if it's in Reno?
If you ever shit yourself in Reno, here's what you gotta do.
So I fucking,
who would ever give a class on
so,
that?
So, I quick pull down my pants, and I'm like, fuck, I can't get these pants... My boots! So, I unlace my boots. I slide the boots off. I get the pants, and...
Did you have boxes on?
No, I have briefs, and... Thankfully, and I don't know how the fuck it happened, but all the shit was contained within me ass cracks and me skivvies. So now...
Man, you're a fucking minger.
So now I fucking take the pants off, hang them on the coat hook, take off my underwear, and it's my reaction to throw them in the toilet. Because what do you do with anything full of shit? You throw in the toilet. It's the second it reaches my hand and it's falling towards the fucking water, I'm like... Why did I just do that? So now there's a shitty pair of underwear floating around in the fucking toilet. And the toilet's on one of those motion sensor flushes.
So flushes?
So
don't
I'm moving.
Tell me it clogs.
So I start taking the fucking toilet paper and I start fucking wiping off my ass. And there's all this... It's just so foolish. It's smearing the shit all over my fucking ass crack. Now, the toilet automatically flushes. And the fucking underwear, shitty underwear, gets halfway stuck. I'm like,
man.
I'm like,
please
so
get out. Please
as
get out.
Slowly as I can, I'm fucking wiping the rest. So I drop the next wad of toilet paper, shitty toilet paper, in there. And it fucking goes, it gets sucked halfway. I could see, like, the Fruit of the Loom label sticking out of the fucking drain. And then all of a sudden, by flush number three, it fucking backs up. And ever so slowly, the level of fucking shitty, milky toilet water did something. All the fucking sewer shit backed up. So it wasn't even my shit. It was chunks of stuff that I've never even, I don't remember even eating.
Well, is your ass still clean or are you still keeping wiping?
I don't have, my pants aren't on. My fucking underwear's on the goddamn toilet.
Is your ass still dirty?
My ass is fucking dripping, and my fucking boots are on the floor, and the water level is fucking now starting to come over the brim of the fucking toilet, right? So I'm like, oh no! So I start doing the dance of the seven fucking veils, trying to wipe my ass, grab the pants, put the pants on, and slip into my fucking boots at the same time. Now the shit water is fucking splatting out, and there's little fucking shit splats. It's like hitting my fucking thing. So I fucking get out of there pretty much unscathed, other than a couple little shit splats that I hope no one's going to notice. And then when I'm almost outside the door, I'm like, what if it happens again? Again. Again. So I fucking quick run back, go back to the scene of the crime, praying that none of my comrades fucking come in and see the position I'm in.
Comrades.
So I fucking take the rest of the toilet paper, put it in a ball, take the fucking wad of toilet paper, put it up my entire goddamn ass crack.
Dude, what's wrong with your logic?
I didn't want... Well, what if it happened again?
Say to make a man pond?
So now...
Now you have a man pond up your asshole.
But it worked for the rest of the day. So as I go out, I'm like, oh no, I gotta fucking face this chick. So I fucking try and peek out the door to see, because I want to have a fucking... I want to create a window for myself where she has her back turned where I can fucking scoot out the other way.
Yeah.
And so as I'm fucking about to peek out, the next dude comes in, swings the door open, and she fucking sees me there fucking peering around the corner, and I'm staring right in her eyes. So as soon as
were your pants still off?
No, the pants were on, but it's obvious. Like, she knows I just shit myself. She's waiting for me to fucking come out. At that point,
why was she looking in the boys' room?
Because her desk was right there, and she was waiting. So I guess she was interested to see what happens when some dude you were formally interested in just shit his pants.
And she gave me his number.
And
your number.
So, yeah, yeah. And I have the number, which is I may as well flush that down the goddamn toilet. So I fucking, so rather than just, there's no graceful way out of this situation. So I just run. I just fucking full on.
You did the 50-yard dash?
I did the fucking 500-yard dash out of the fucking door over to my friends at the bar. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like, hey, guys, let's bowl down here. We take the farthest lane from
the
fucking desk.
Still bowl.
So we bowled. It was cool, right? But
you still have the toilet paper shoved up
there? No, I have my toilet paper shoved up my ass for the rest of the day. For the rest of the day. Big fucking hand, a fist-sized wad of toilet paper shoved in my asshole and ass crack. So now.
Ew, man, what's wrong with
you? I don't know. It's never happened before. I didn't know how to deal with it.
Get your life together.
I've never shit myself. I don't know what to do.
Fucking A, man.
Here's the kicker.
You make me feel good.
Here's the
God.
Here's the kicker. So we're fucking leaving. We're wrapped up the game, and I'm so drunk by this point. I'm just cool with the fact that she knows. But goddamn, if this didn't hurt. Goddamn, if this didn't hurt. As we're passing the men's room, there's the janitor with a mop and bucket, and he's talking to the girl. Just him and her standing outside.
No way.
And she looks up and goes, and there he is. Points to me.
And I only had the hot for.
And the fucking janitor.
You shit yourself, then you overflow the toilet, and you walk behind you, and there he is.
And so she just told the janitor the whole story. The janitor's looking at me like, oh, you motherfucker, I'm going to fucking kill you.
And her number's in your pocket.
Oh, God, dude. It was so fucking horrible.
Why would you put your underwear in the toilet?
I don't know.
Why did you throw it in the corner?
Clock.
I know, you just throw it in the fucking corner, idiot. You're so smart in so many areas, but so dumb in so many.
What are you? And then I started Race Riot. You want to hear about the Race Riot?
Wait, that was not a transition.
No. Right after that, we went for sushi. Well, you want to cut to a song before you hear about the Race Riot?
I don't run this fucking show.
What are you doing?
Shitboy Central.
Shitboy Central. Wolfgang Gardner and...
Who is this? Who are you?
Me.
Who are you even?
Motherfucking production.
You just come in out of nowhere?
At Production 13 on Twitter. How about that segment?
Why are you getting closer and closer to
you? Dude, I'm just trying to smell. I'm just trying to feel about this miserable shit you took in the toilet.
What?
Dude, that was so foul. Anyway, it's track 3, and this is Devil's Den.
It's track 3.
Yeah.
How do we find track 3 on the iTunes?
Fuck track 3. Yeah. What about track 8?
That's
what
a good intro.
You, Chad.
Yo, anyway, it's me.
You're going to turn around and go, what track? And try and pull my card, and I'm going to turn around and pull your car right back. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get slick.
You don't intro song. Yourself. Yeah. You don't say the song, the
it's
album.
Track 3.
I'm Mr. Witty. You're Mr. Shitty. Come at me. You pooped your pants in front of a hot. This is Devil's Den, and it's Production 13 on Twitter, and this is Skrillex and Wolfgang Gardner, and I remixed it with dubstep.
You're Wolfgang Gardner?
No, I'm Production
13. You're Wolfgang's Gardner?
Who's Production 13?
You garden for Wolfgang?
Yeah.
Me, you're looking at him.
What do you mean? I didn't know you were Production 13.
What you thought I was?
Production.
Pay the fuck attention.
You gotta find me on Twitter at Production 13.
Oh, well, say that.
Well, that's what I said.
You're listening to Radio Band 41. Fuck off.
Wolfgang's Garden.
Devil's Den.
Trouble on the track, I don't lost my mind. There's a bubble in my sack, bust at any time. We'll have a scuffle in the back and we cross the line. Lights, camera, action, production time. Sliding down the track like a slippery step. Contained in my brain where the mystery crept. Remind me of the pain, history left inside the devil's den. Misery's kept. Devil, you wanna hit me, resurrected me. Alliterating white boys with a direction team. Get up in an ass, hysterectomy me. And you can't spit dick, dissecting me. Am I wrong with the words you corrected me? Am I going from the herb, is my recipe? Yeah, I roll to the suburbs, ecstasy. And last time I had faith was a stripper named Destiny. Had a three-way with Mary and Jane. And with a donkey dick, keep tearing me. Try mocking, bitch, yo, we're not the same. I'm the center of aggression like a hockey game. Use a bike in a bundle, start pedaling, bitch. Don't touch my shit, don't meddle in it. I'll eat you your face when I'm leveling him. And let a gang of wolves at the devil's den.
devil.
Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
So, Novak, you have a black eye.
Indeed,
a black
eye.
Yeah, Mohawk's girlfriend gave it to him.
This is how this whole thing started.
Who's a serious black eye?
Who's his girlfriend these days?
Rethany.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I just didn't know what I was saying.
Is that the girl who tried to have sex with Cleveland in his
Well, spirit? This is how it starts. This is how ridiculous this logic is. Mohawk and Bethany... And me and Apple have kind of a foursome the night before. Like, Mohawk's
I heard about this from Phil.
Okay, so yeah.
Why would Phil know?
Phil knows everything.
What's he got, cameras in my house? So anyways, the night before we have a good time. Everything's fun. Then we come here the next
night.
Didn't he
burp right in her face when he was fucking
dude,
her?
He's fucking her doggy style. And we're doing whatever. And all of a sudden, in mid-fuck, I hear, bleh. Mohawk has minging ass breath, and I'll tell him his face.
His hygiene is not up to par.
No, yeah, no shit.
He's the worst hygiene.
I'm looking at his fat stomach, fucking banging her out, burping in her ear.
Why are you pointing to Chad when you say
I'm
that?
I'm just pointing. I'm not
He's
pointing
this way.
Chad.
That's
pointing
the
that
direction
way.
He was looking.
Yeah. So I'm looking at that. Yeah, because I'm like, I'm picturing like fucking doggy stuff. So
we know.
I'm looking at fat stomach. I'm not fucking saying
to his right.
Trying to start a fucking problem, pal. He's trying to get us.
You just said that.
Wait, all so right. Novak, so tell
who
tell.
Me?
I'm dying to hear it.
So all right, that's all right. But that already started to fuck the mojo up of the chemistry.
Yeah.
That's going on. So, but I overlooked that because I'm looking at the bigger picture here. So then, I hear, I don't like to be scratched. Stop scratching me. Yeah. So I'm like. All right, now this is really getting fucked up.
Who said that?
You Bethany know I hate did. It when you touch my ass. I'm
Mohawk.
Because he like she said it to Mohawk.
Anywhere that he touches, yeah, babe, don't touch my shoulder. You know I hate when you touch my shoulder. Oh, sorry, babe.
So then, then it gets this is where it really gets bad. Then
so wait. He's rubbing his own girlfriend and she's
in the back. He's banging her doggy style.
Oh boy, that
was the worst foursome ever.
That sounds fun.
I'd rather foursome of fucking four dudes.
You guys were wobbly.
What?
Everyone shut up. I know.
Well, it would be three dudes because you're the fourth person, moron.
You guys were doing the drawbridge?
Math was my forte.
Were you guys doing the drawbridge?
So
he burps in her face. He's fucking
scratching
her up. His
and
toenail,
she's complaining about it.
His
and here's the home
he
run.
Stinks.
Right. He stinks. He's fat. Here's the home run. This is the home run. Now he's banging her from doggy style. And then he tried to pull the switcheroo, and then he shoves in her ass real quick. You know I don't like it in my ass. I'm like, fuck, man.
Wait, all of a sudden, he just tries to make the jump to light speed.
He did.
The moral of the story, why you got punched in the face?
All right, so then we're here the
He's
next night.
He's fucking up everything so far, and you're just trying to get a good night's sleep?
Are you busting on her?
No, at this point, I'm still trying to come myself, so I have to ignore this and think I'm in a different place.
Wasn't he feeling your girlfriend's boob at the time? That's what Phil said.
No, Phil's wrong.
No, Phil said he was feeling your girl's boob.
Phil wasn't there. Shut the fuck up.
How is this a foursome, though? If it's just two couples fucking, that's not...
I think it was two people fucking next to
It was a human centipede. No. He was fucking her, his girlfriend. She was eating Apple out as Apple gave me head.
Well, so that's a foursome.
All right.
Okay, so now that's fine. But now they start fighting over this fucking ass slip where he tries to put it in their ass. Now they're fighting like crazy. So they finally...
What's he saying? Wait, what's he saying back? She's like, you know what? I don't like it in my ass. I'll be her.
I didn't pay attention. I just heard her.
I'll be her. You be
I
him.
Didn't hear it. So
I don't like it in my ass.
I can't even say because I don't know.
You tuned it out.
I don't. Yeah, I tuned it out, dude. I was trying to come, man, so I had to act like I was.
But you could smell Mohawk the whole time.
Yeah, it's fucking banging burp.
You made out with him earlier.
You could smell his burp
fat,
while you're trying to come.
Earlier,
she's eating out Apple while
there.
You're having
you
sex
made out with him earlier.
Apple's giving me head.
They burped up.
Oh, but the girls had already. So this is after the foursome happened. Then you guys branched off into two couples.
Just shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to create a visual.
Damn it!
Production said that Novak was making out with Mohawk earlier that night.
Did I was there?
You were ew, with his rotten tooth.
I was loaded. Yeah.
Bobby Light, who was not.
No one knows
there.
It was one step at a time, guys.
This is pre.
Why did you get punched in the fucking face? I'm going to do it again if you don't tell the goddamn
story. We did make out with Mohawk prior, so I don't want to hear about it.
So we're here, and we're all sitting in this room talking, and I said something she didn't like. I'm like, well, then just punch me. So,
what did you say?
I forget.
Come on, dude.
I swear to God. If I knew, you know, I'd tell you.
She punched him, and I was there.
I was standing right there.
He starts laughing at her, so then she punches him twice more, and he starts laughing even more. Then she started punching him like 13 times.
Get him, girl.
She was naked, punching him?
No, this is here the next
time. And then Mohawk didn't know what to do, so he tackled Novak, broke all that glass over there.
Wait.
All
who,
nude.
Who punched you? His girlfriend or your girl?
His girlfriend.
Were you naked?
Why was
he? They were all naked.
Okay.
So I'm standing there. I say some shit like, I'm like, if you don't like it, just punch me. Fucking who cares?
Okay.
So she comes over. She punched me once. I'm laughing. She punched me twice. And each time she punched me, it's harder and harder because I just laugh when I get hit.
And Mohawk's backing her up.
And Mohawk's standing behind her like, yeah, punch him, punch him, punch him. So he's fucking egging this on. So after the
he's seriously angry.
Yeah, he's angry. She's angry. I'm laughing.
Now I'm angry because he broke that whole thing.
Seven more punches.
So I start yelling at Bethany, and she's like, so drunk that she's like, you know what, asshole? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. I'm like, get the fuck out of my own house?
And then Mohawk kicks me out.
Looks like I need to leave my own house because Bethany wants me to.
And Mohawk wants me out, too, so we got to leave.
So me and Novak left.
You guys left Bam's house.
We got kicked out of Bam's house.
You guys.
Wait, Bam. What? I thought this was a foursome. What are you doing in the room?
This is the next night.
This is the next night, pal.
Oh, okay.
If you come around more, you might learn some shit.
You guys skipped the whole thing. Like, she punches him. He laughs. Go ahead, do it again. Mohawk's like, punch her more. Then it turns to five.
Him more.
And then Novak stands up. Then it's 15. Then it turns into 20.
Then I start getting annoyed.
He gets annoyed. And now it's hurting.
Yeah.
He pushes her away.
She falls and there and starts crying.
No,
like,
come on. It was a terrible acting scene like in Twilight. She falls over like, on that couch, into a pillow, like, and then bats her eyes, and then Mohawk
falling into the pillow,
and he's all just like disoriented and clumsy, goes to hit Novak, misses, and breaks a painting and cuts his whole entire leg open.
Mohawk was actually like, "Fuck you, Novak," and he goes like this. And misses his whole face and punches that instead.
And cuts his whole fucking leg open.
Yeah, the glass falls from his hand and then cuts his leg open on the way down.
So now not only does he feel like an idiot, he has to keep bandaging his leg up. And he has no car, so he can't go home. So they're fighting inside, outside, upstairs.
And I'm kicked out of my own house.
And they're trying to pull teams. And they're trying to like, oh, dude, get on my side. It's like whoever was there, we watched what happened. One punch was like, he said, punch me. Two punches. And then it's like, she's in there talking. Bam walks in the laundry room. She's like, get the fuck out of here. I'm talking to Apple. Get the fuck out of here. And he's like, all right, I'll
And then Mohawk kicks me out. So we look at Bam's like, well, we're kicked out. Let's go. So
his own house.
We go to the porch. Tell them the porch. We sat in the porch.
We just sat in the porch.
Just tell her.
She's like, please come back in. No, you kicked me out.
I'm not coming back.
Please stop it.
No, I'm not stopping it. You kicked
really
me out.
You really have no idea what you said.
Can we talk?
I swear to God. I would if I knew. I swear to God, I don't know. I don't know what's got her so bad.
How did this happen over the course of two nights? What set it off the second night?
That me saying
they're
something
awkward, disgusting
right.
foursome.
No,
the
they were
night
just
before.
Showing how they had a foursome the night before. Like they had a foursome.
Is that what happened?
Before.
Is that what the fight was over?
No, they were just like dirty foursome. She left
guilt
with Mohawk.
From the
I remember hearing the story. She
guilt.
Left the room. You just finished off with
Dude,
Apple. Like get
shame
the fuck
and guilt from the foursome.
Then this fucking dumb bitch
day.
Has the gall to come back in my house. I'm missing a shoe. Me and Apple are 6'9" on the fucking couch. I'm trying to come.
She's looking
come.
For her shoe underneath the like couch while there's 69ing on it.
She's lifting the fucking couch up with her He-Man.
I know you guys are 69ing, but I'm looking for my shoe.
I'm like,
you're ruining the mood.
Get the fuck out. I'll buy you a new pair of shoes. Get out.
Radio Bam.
We're going hot right now. Oh. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
sand. What does it matter? What does it mean? Can you see the difference in the lines between? What does it mean? Can you feel the difference? Find the passion between. I'm gonna run away with you.
Franz,
yes.
Grab your phone.
Grab my phone
and play the argument that we just.
Oh
had.
My God!
Was
okay.
that good?
No, it was. It was. And
well,
I
let's
think
find
it was
out
a
if it's
appealing.
Good.
Essentially, Bam, sum it up. What happened?
Well, they have Cleveland and Novak have a feud,
an ongoing problem.
Well, let's hear it if you hit play, and then we'll analyze it.
Yeah. Why should we say it before it happens?
I'm just saying, sum it up.
Just shut up.
All right, sweet pussy. Listen to this. Listen to this and see. If you think that they hate each other or not.
I can't hear it.
Plug it in.
Kiss your fat sweat, fucko.
Dude, you should be kissing my ass. I tried to help you for so long.
He's going to plug it in.
I've done more.
Plug it in.
Plug it in.
Plug it in. Plug it in. Plug it in.
Hurry up, France.
Shut the fuck up, pussy.
Why, dude? Why?
Why is he going back?
Why?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because you know what? I have two reasons why you're a scumbag. Okay. Number one, in prison.
You wash his ass with the same toilet paper twice at some face.
Don't wipe twice with the same shitty piece of toilet paper.
That sounds like shit like your band.
Nah, me and Louis did do that one time.
Yeah, you tried.
No,
it didn't work out too well.
What are the three?
While you were, during your reign here.
Doing fine, man.
Hey, guys. Cleveland, during your reign here, while you were staying here, what are the three biggest contributions you gave to this household?
I cleaned up every party ever downstairs. Every party ever for over 365 days, which is almost every day here. Cleaned the entire house every single time. I also helped Kevin around the property constantly. And I got Bam back and forth from town drunk.
I just got to say, he says 365 days.
Almost every day.
Which
here.
Is almost every day.
That
here.
Is every day.
You dumb goddamn asshole.
Every day of a year.
Okay, let's continue. Okay, so for those of you who aren't
Shut
in the
up.
Clear,
Shut
this
up.
Is Novak and Cleveland reuniting for the first time with Novak out of jail. They're arguing, and I'm trying my goddamn hardest to moderate. Here we go.
So he didn't have to get into an accident. I did all kinds of things.
Now what if the rumor that from the day you walked in to the day you were kicked out, your television was on the entire time, wasting electricity? Is that true or false?
That's definitely a false. I don't think that's true at all. It's not true. You made that. You just made that up right now, didn't you?
No. Actually, every time I went in your room to get you up, that television was always on. That's all I'm saying. I don't care.
No, with all the cum stains all over the rug.
Now, Bam,
the booth has to mop.
Okay, guys. Now, Bam, what do you feel is the one greatest contribution? Okay, keep it on the positive. The one greatest contribution that Cleveland had towards your household during his reign.
He cleans up.
He did.
Cleans up.
He cleaned up.
That's it.
I also, as the gatekeeper, make sure crazy people didn't.
No, he's the gatekeeper. Tell it to Uncle Tara.
Good. All right. Now, what's the most negative thing?
Him saying that his uncle is picking him up every morning to go to the methadone clinic, and his uncle is Uncle Tara, his ex-wife.
Because that's a private part of my life.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Methadone is a private part of my life that I don't want people knowing about.
Now you're making me edit.
I like to keep that to myself. That drug saved my life. That drug saved my life. Yeah, I've been on it for 3 years.
There's no reason, in my opinion.
Look what I've been able to do on methadone.
You know what you're
Look what I've been able to do on methadone.
You were able
a lot. A lot.
You were able to ruin his fucking laptop
on
methadone.
Heroin, I couldn't do anything. Okay.
So
just like you when you're strung out on drugs. You can't do anything. That's why I tried to help.
You get on methadone and you ruin a fucking laptop.
Okay, one laptop. I feel terrible about it. I feel terrible.
Come here. Sit down. We'll get on.
Bam, do you feel? Hey, Novak, hold on 1 second. Wait, guys.
That drug saved my life.
Guys.
And I don't like coming up in these conversations.
Novak, 1 second. Novak.
I can get in trouble for even talking about it.
Wait, guys, this is important.
I could not get him.
Guys, this is important. Brandon. Hey, guys, this is important. Bam, do you feel Cleveland was lying to you about the methadone because he was ashamed to tell you or because he was doing something shady behind your back?
Both. He didn't want me to know that Tara was picking him up because he was giving half the methadone.
What
to
do you want
me
to do?
When she's sucking Brian's dick
don't
and sucking Novak's dick,
it.
The kind of way go, damn.
No,
this is the way it is.
Fuck him. Right. Quiet. So that's how it went down in your mind.
No, you weren't there.
This is radio, Bam.
You guys made that up. I remember.
Well, Cleveland, what do you have to say to what Bam? Okay, so Bam has 50%. So Bam has 50% faith, but 50% doubts. His doubts are because he cares. What do you have to say to what he has?
I think my friends should give me a little more credit. I think I've done a fucking lot in the last year as far as starting from scratch, no band at all, getting a band going, doing all that shit. Dude, that takes a lot of work. It's like
a
full-time job. I've done lots of... What are you doing? You don't have anything going for you, fucker. What are you doing? Dream Seller, Dream Failure.
Oh, really? Well, tell it.
Hey, I wrote that book, you asshole.
Exactly. You better let Joe Franz help you with the second one, too, jerk face.
Tell that to the fucking check I just got 2 days ago. I'm not working on the internet selling fucking internet websites. I'm paying my bills.
I'll do whatever I need to.
I'm paying my bills off Dream Seller. What are you paying? What are you paying off Hello Cleveland?
None yet. But I'm close.
None yet. Get the fuck.
I don't care. I'm living the dream, man.
You're living the dream.
I'm
selling shit on the internet. You fucking idiot.
I'm working.
He's living the dream, selling shit on the internet. Keep living that dream.
I'll do whatever I have.
I just said.
No, I did find a way to make money online.
I know.
I made $500 in 2 weeks. That's awesome.
I'm Canada during this. I'm living the dream.
That's just another way I make money.
Do you realize who the fuck you're talking to?
Yeah,
scumbag. Okay, a scumbag.
Do you realize who the fuck you're talking to?
No, Meg, what was going through your mind when you said that?
Just let it play. No, I want to know.
No, Meg, what was going on?
Because I'm a fucking idiot from a cover band, basically. It's not some
cover band.
Shut up. Get a microphone. If you want to talk, get a microphone.
Do you love him or hate him?
Well, I love...
I thought you were asking me.
Well, fucking figure out your place, boy.
I hate him.
Figure out your place, boy.
Easy.
Shut up.
Novak, do you love Cleveland or hate him?
I love him 40%. I hate him 60%.
What about you, Cleveland?
About the same. Well, no, it's probably 20.
Don't cop my answer.
All right, fine. 10-90. Do you want me to be truthful?
That's an STLB, pal.
10-90.
Yeah?
Not in your favor, pal.
All right, let's continue.
You think I give a fuck about my favor with your fat
You don't give a fuck
ass?
About anything. It's clear. Look at you.
No shit. Look at my house. Where you live at with roommates.
Your house is Abby. Pays for.
All right, well, tell it to my checks. And she'll gladly tell you that.
Prove it.
Okay, guys, should we
fast forward to the end of the argument, or should we keep listening?
Yeah, just wherever you think the good part is.
I think, Franz. Well, at the end, there's a healing moment. And you
fuck
guys,
the healing moment.
Okay.
This happens all the time.
Stop shut. Just shut the fuck up.
Put on your headset, Cleveland.
I know, man. If you want to talk, talk in the microphone. Don't whisper.
Where's your headset?
But
don't. Don't delete shit. Say it, Frank.
I seen him in town the same night, and it was just us. We're best friends. But if
get rid of this friend,
being friends because you come from.
Oh wait, wait.
We're good buddies. If you could say,
and I'll be happy for whatever you do.
I don't want to be happy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I am sorry. We were very unprepared for this show. This argument just happened. I just got it on tape.
You said it was when Novak got out of jail.
What?
Franz thinks this is new.
You said it was the first meeting.
Where have you been, Franz?
I've been goddamn away.
This has been happening daily for like 6 months.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
Novak's been out of jail for a year already. Where you been?
No.
I used to teach at that jail. 2 months. Okay, after this epic argument, I took the two of them aside and
let's hear ending.
I had a moment with them. And,
can we play Kenny G in the background?
Let's listen, shall we?
Let's play.
Not a year.
Give him a hug.
What are you gonna say then? What are you gonna say then?
Oh wait.
Cover the truth.
We can talk about that another time. I don't
know.
No, really
we're here now. Say it.
There's no hitting.
I know it hurt. It should hurt. I understand the hurt. It should.
I get so upset when people talk.
Well, you look at me. You just tried to hit me. You just tried to hit me. Of course you're mad.
Doesn't this get a little old?
No, I know. Thank you.
I'm having fucking blood. Well, then get the fuck out.
I'm not leaving.
Well, if you're done, go.
I'm not leaving.
Go downstairs and eat, fat boy. There's hot dogs.
I can smell your wino breath from 8 miles away.
I need more wine. Do you have any?
No.
Of course not, because you're
broke.
Go
find some and lay by the pool.
You're
like
broke. You don't have any wine. You can't afford wine because you're fucking broke. You're fucking broke.
Just go do it.
Okay, well, you got to
do something with your life.
You got to be threatened to leave and you're going to stand there.
No, Mac, apologize for hitting.
Fuck his fat boy.
He does it all the time.
Do you think I'll ever apologize for shit? Are you crazy?
That's not nice.
That bug me. It shows how jealous he is, and it fucking fuels me. You're gonna be really mad when you see my video on MTV in about a year.
I'm giving a hug.
Wait, quiet. We gotta rewind that.
Cleveland's gonna get MTV.
Wait. We're rewinding to hear about the MTV video.
It's great.
TV in about a year.
What are you gonna say then? Are you gonna say, oh, Cleveland, I had your back the whole time? That's what you're gonna do, you fucking.
I'll be the fucking friend, dude. I wouldn't let him hear you either.
I wanted to hug him. I just told you that. But now you hear Bam say it, and it's okay.
Yeah, the MTV thing. We heard it.
I'm going to get a beer, or maybe wine.
Fuck, sorry, wait.
Say it.
Sorry, it's hard to do this.
Fuck his fat fucking ass.
It shows how jealous he is, and it fucking fuels me. You're gonna be really mad when you see my video on MTV in about a year.
Give him a hug.
Damn right.
Why a year?
Why would I have your back? Because it takes time to get to that.
More wine? Do you have any?
Thank you.
You're gonna have to go backwards 20 years.
It fuels me. You're gonna be really mad when you see my video on MTV in about a year.
Give him a hug.
What are you gonna say then? Oh, Cleveland, I had your back the whole time. That's what you're gonna do, you fucking. TV in about a year.
Give him a hug.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's fat boy. I need more wine. Do you have any?
No.
Of course not, because you're broke.
Go find some and lay by the pool.
You're broke. You don't have any wine. You can't afford wine
because
you're fucking broke. You're fucking broke.
Just go do it.
Okay, well, you got to
do something with your life.
You got to be threatened to leave and you're going to stand there.
No, Mac, apologize for hitting.
Fuck his fat fucking ass. You think I'll ever apologize for shit?
Are you crazy? That's not nice.
It shows how jealous he is. And it fucking fuels me. It fuels me. You're gonna be really mad when you see my video on MTV in about a year.
Give him a hug.
What are you gonna say then?
And it fucking fuels me.
What are you gonna say?
Well,
we can talk about that another time.
No, we're here now.
I have.
All right, wait. Let's listen to the end of the argument. Sorry.
Shut your mouth, Franz.
Where's that other?
Come on, the end is good. They make peace.
Yeah. All right, play a piece.
I have a rap. I have a rap off from Cleveland and Novak.
Fuck.
they wrapped off and
he beat me.
Let's hear the guys make peace with each other.
Carver City.
We have a fucking. I have them making peace from a rap. The rap song.
Yeah, but they're still talking.
Did you ever hear Novak rap?
I don't rap.
Dennis has a left shoe and a right shoe. Dennis has a left shoe. Has a left shoe.
Way to fuck up everything, pal. 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2. You're fat from Alaska, worthless in anything. Fuck a brown bear or a black Alaskan. You fuck your mom, no poor money. You fucking piss in a tree stand because your mom can't buy a toilet. And then you go and get on Percocet. You're worthless, your band sucks. And I will never buy Hello Cleveland
merch and stuff.
Oh, you're in Two, Cleveland is worthless. From Alaska, used to buy Percocets. From New York, then Pennsylvania. He goes to credit country, try to fill it.
Dennis, P-Duck, Dennis, P-Duck. Oh, here goes Barry.
Fuck Novak, he's a little bitch. Get up on my dick while you suck it, bitch. I'ma kill you, my name's Ryan Cleveland. I'm from Vancouver, Alaska, suck my semen. Fuck you, you got a big dick. Suck my dick while you're screaming on some big shit. Fuck you, I can do what I want. Take that feather in your hat, shove it up your ass. Fuck you, I can say fuck you 8 times. Where's the beat, bring it back, bitch.
Fuck Cleveland. He asked Kendra. Kendra says you're a motherfucking liar. I asked her, fuck you, and you say it's a date. You're a fucking hallucinating, bitch. So, this is where we go. You're a fucking idiot, and you like to blow my dick, pussy boy. Fuck my dick and suck my ass, toy. Cause you're a toy in my eyes. I could care less, I hope you fucking die.
Hello, Novak. We're like no life. Fuck you, my dick's bigger than you. I'll kill you with your feather hat. Suck dick worse than the bitch on my sack. I'll kill you one more time. You suck more than my own. Can't rhyme it, who cares? This guy's got more dick than hairs.
Bring it back.
Hello, Novak. Hello, no life. You suck more than my ex-wife. Her name's Tara. I don't give a fuck if you got big balls. You're a bitch named Sarah. Get the fuck up on the ground because you're a bitch. My name's Cleveland. You're a motherfucking snitch. You lie about me more than Hello Cleveland. Suck my dick. You're a bitch. Semen, suck it up because my dick's bigger. You're a little bitch from my last wife, Eagle River. That's where I was born. Alaska, suck my dick, you fucking bastard.
Ask Tara about Cleveland Dam. Ask Tara about the Conowingo Dam. I broke your wife up, I broke your marriage up. You sucked my dick, and she divorced you. So, what? Cleveland, Cleveland, Cleveland.
started out as a fan. Broke up with his wife, had no place to land. Moved into Bam's house because he had nowhere to go. What do? You fuck a hoe. But you don't fuck a hoe because you walk up the stairs. You fart while you fuck and they leave planted. Cleveland, pay me back 501. And Murray, you earned part of this. 501. Hello, Novak. I didn't ask for a song, I was in prison. Pay me my money or I'll treat you like a bitch. You owe me. Pay it up now. Because I'm bored and I wanna, I don't rap. But you know what? No, everyone listen. No, everyone listen, shut up. I'm gonna give props for his due. Cleveland beat me tonight in this rap. And you know what, Cleveland? I have a whole new round. I have a whole new refound spec for you. I'm being nice right now. You really beat me. You won. I can't make 18. Like, you beat me. You really did. And I'm a grown man. I can say when I lost, and I lost. So you better take this to your grave because you won. For real. I love you because you told me everything that doesn't, it doesn't matter to me, but you were good, dude. You really were. Cheers to you, fat boy. Well, carry on.
Yo, Louis, get him a beat. Let's let Cleveland. Oh, you're gonna give him a beat? Cleveland, you got your encore.
Fuck Novak, you were boring. You were straight sucking dick while I was scoring. Bring it to P Duck. I don't give a fuck. This man has more words than his duck.
I just booked the show with Eden.
I don't give a fuck if you booked it. I don't care.
Are you going to have to change your name to Hello Jealousy?
No.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if Ben's mad or not, but he sends you to film Eden's band. And maybe Ben's mad.
Of course
mad.
I got jealous.
Maybe Ben's mad because I never asked for his help. He doesn't give a fuck about helping you.
I was jealous.
And you're worried about if he's mad at you? He doesn't give a fuck less, pal.
Whatever.
No shit, that's whatever.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Your band is whatever. Your band is whatever.
That's not true. That's not true.
Tell it to Zero Copies Sold.
Zero Copies Sold? That's a lie. You always say
you got
shit,
a fax from Zero Copy.
You just made me snort.
I got a fax myself where they say, get the fuck out.
You love my band. I see you head bobbing to it all the time.
Because I'm bored.
Oh, well, you're still bobbing your head.
I'm bored. I'll bob my head to fucking Billy Jean.
You
bored.
Love Helen.
What are we playing?
What the fuck?
I thought we were playing
Jack 5.
CKY, Boardwalk Body.
I love Boardwalk.
You would know. It's your album.
I don't know anymore.
I'd rather hear Boardwalk Body.
Me whatever. Too.
Yeah.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Yeah, see, even are you even over this now?
No.
Are you actually over
this? Kiss him and make friends.
He already tried to French me up outside.
And you make me
and
do
now it. You're still arguing.
Because you make me French and then you just walk away. But you make me do this dumb shit for no reason.
Be friends.
Just be
Why?
Friends.
It's funner
it's
to be
easier
enemies.
To be friends.
It's funner to be enemies.
For you, maybe.
Yeah,
not
no shit.
Me.
I get high.
I don't care.
My dick is hard.
I don't care. Enough.
You're fat fucking.
I don't care.
Care. Like shit. You're going nowhere. Same with your band.
All right, what are we playing?
Hell, you can
sign up.
Get online, pal. Read about it.
What? I'm going to internet. Franz, what are you doing?
I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere.
What are you doing, Franz?
I don't know.
Franz, look at this. Look at this, everybody. I just got my United Mileage tattooed on my fucking hand because I've had it for 12 years, and I keep forgetting the number, and I keep losing mileage, so I got it tattooed. The very day that I got it tattooed, I type it in. It says invalid. And I go, why, ma'am, why is it invalid? They go, oh, you didn't hear? Continental and United merged today, and now we all have new codes.
Did you say, well, look what I fucking did you show
yeah,
them the tattoo?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's
and
changed.
What did they say, though? What was their reaction?
When you showed an idiot.
Sorry.
They called you an idiot?
But it's a real
That's
tattoo.
That's what they were thinking. It's a real tattoo.
Yeah, it looks like pen.
It's real.
Swear
it's
to God. I was there when he got it. I got one, too, at the same time.
What'd you get? You got art books.
Art
more
books,
like fart books.
More like fart books.
Show that to the airline.
Dude, I went swimming to this community pool today, and I had the shirt
Where?
On.
Where?
At Barback's apartment building.
Why?
Because I was fucking bored.
Yes, sir.
So I take my shirt off, and I'm going, and then all these kids and families are looking at me like I was a piece of shit.
They look at the two homos fucking.
They look at the two homos fucking. They see the rusty tromboner with a dick coming all over everything. And this art book's more like fart books. Like, where the fuck's this kid come from, man? Send him back.
I never notice people's tattoos when they have tattoos.
Yeah.
They just look like
Well,
tattoos.
When they look like that, you have to look.
When you're in a goddamn community pool with soccer moms and kids.
I wouldn't even know what your stomach says, and it says as big as fuck.
Chad, I'm the same way. I don't even... what tattoos did he have? I don't know. His arms
look at your
gray.
Dumb tattoo. You
I
have
know.
A fucking atom
I do.
On your arm.
I have the shittiest tattoos. Yeah, no shit.
You have a nucleus atom on
Who
your arm.
Who are you to fucking talk,
I look
faggot?
At Novak,
I'm not saying
like,
they're
what's
bad.
Up, Tommy Lee?
I'm not saying the tattoos are bad. I'm saying I don't look at them.
Well, what's
we're
up,
saying
Tommy
they're
Lee?
Horrible.
Tommy Lee's
what
a tool.
What other homo tattoos
Mine
you
are bad. I only have the two.
What's the other one? Nucleus and what's the other one?
I have an atom and an eye. It's horrible.
Really rad, Franz.
It's stupid.
Man, I bet you get tons of pussy with that.
He has it for 9 months.
Ask November.
The girls don't have enough time to, like, they don't even ever figure out that I have tattoos.
Look, you have a pretty big dick, too.
I don't have time to get my clothes off.
Look, you're letting that dick go to waste? That's a sad story.
You're letting it go to waste.
Dude, I fuck all the time with that little dick right there.
Spit water.
You're letting that big dick go to waste.
I let my dick go to waste. I don't know. I'm stupid.
Dude, you know, it's a true story. Look at that mini dick right there. It gets
That's
pussy.
Yours.
Oh, I know it's mine. It gets pussy all the time.
No one can
you
see
would
this.
Think that big
ladies
dick
and gentlemen, they're referring.
Weekend.
Ladies
Look
and gentlemen,
what?
They're referring to a life-size poster of me and Novak on Bam's wall. The life-size poster is me and Novak having a dick off.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable picture for everyone who ever comes to this
Except
radio
for
show to have
look
to look at.
That's the whole point.
I know it is.
Louis's the only one into this right here. Look at
yeah,
him
yeah,
in the
yeah, Louis, yeah, like and Louis, and it's off. Louis in the background with a lighter.
Louis's really staring
yeah,
at yours.
Yeah, look at him, dude. Like, he's mesmerized by your big
yeah,
cock.
Yeah, look at that dick. Yeah.
I think he has gay tendencies.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Look at that dick.
What's Louis doing these days?
Yeah, he's in a pool right now.
Oldie fucked his head up so he can't go out. He looks like a Woody Becker.
He has chronic liar diarrhea.
He got a motorcycle.
Yes, he has a nice motorcycle.
Wait, Oldie cut his hair and did a shitty-ass job.
Oh, yeah.
Shitty's an understatement.
You know what? I'd rather have my shitty tattoos than fucking Oldie's back tattoo.
Oh. Doesn't he have a tramp stamp?
What is it?
It's a goddamn life-size octopus pulling down a life-size ship.
Bullshit.
It's,
you swear to God.
Life-size. It's the craziest fucking thing.
How does he have a life-size ship
It's
on
the
his
biggest
back?
Tattoo I've ever seen. It's somehow bigger than his body.
How does he have a life-size ship?
He got it all in one. Like Novak, you know how some people get like one tattoo here, one tattoo there, then they join it by some squiggly design? He got all in one deal, this gigantic fucking octopus pulling his ship underneath the water.
With it's a life-size ship?
It's the life-size. It's like a fucking billboard on his back for an octopus.
What does he say the meaning behind that is?
There's no
there
meaning.
There isn't one.
It's worse than my atom. At least
it would
it's
be worse
atom.
If he tried to explain explain himself.
So what's the meaning with the octopus? Well, the octopus, when I was like five, you know, I went down to Cancun.
Shut the fuck up.
Life's
you
got
an octopus
tentacles.
With a ship on.
The octopus.
And that's it.
The octopus symbolizes society and how we are raised and what we are forced to think for society. And the ship is the vessel that is our mind.
Shut the fuck up.
And I,
Babe, that's a sweet tattoo. So what does the butterfly in your stomach represent? It represents the thought that shut the fuck up. You got it because fucking Drew Barrymore has one. Now shut up.
I think the best tattoo ever is Ryan Dunn's tattoo, Rhino tattoo in the movie Haggard.
But that's not real.
But I think it's the best tattoo concept
I've
anyone ever fucking had.
Fans would come to CKY shows with that tattoo.
Do they really get it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
Do they
awesome.
Think that he got it?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, well, he didn't.
Yeah, he's got worse tattoos.
Yeah, that'd be a step up. Mm-hmm. No, I might get that tattoo in his honor.
Yeah,
go
man.
Ahead,
you just
talk
about
don't
it.
Talk about it. Be about it. Fuck
right. Right. Wow. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Right. Now you have a fucking reason.
Me to test.
Call yeah. Doug.
You know I have a reason.
Cheers.
I don't have Doug's number.
Call Douglas.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Radio Bam
41.
XM 21.
41. No.
41.
Oh, Sirius 41. XM 41.
Sirius XM 41.
He claims to be so smart he can't even remember a fucking
Your
number.
Your IQ.
You're just dumb. Fuck you. I hate everything.
Yes, sir.
Love it.
Bye.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.